This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mine's powered by MyPillow. Mike Lindell going to join us in a moment, but I'll tell you, promo code Scott gets you all the good deals. The big box stores have said bye to hello and see you later to MyPillow, and it doesn't matter because you folks are buying pillows in record numbers. So keep that up, 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Mike's going to join us momentarily. Have we got the audio going so people can hear the MyPillow interview? That'd be kind of cool, Todd. Right up there so folks can hear it, right?
Yeah.
And then we're doing Trooper Talk coming up here in a little bit. So we love our Trooper Talk and more folks from the K-Fire Agri International.
Somebody say pie?
Exactly. It's free pie right over there. Now, what's not to love about free pie? John Pierce is there from Pipers. He's got the whole team here for Pipers, except Kevin. I'm told Kevin is very busy in Fargo taping the latest edition of America's Land Auctioneer. That's right, for 1100 The Flag, K-Fire 550, yep. During that, KTGO, yep. WDAY, all there that Saturday morning, 7 a.m. starting soon. To Jeff Pye, John. Just terrific, John Pierce says. And John Pierce, he knows pie. Yeah. I'm just telling you, he does. His wife, Donna, she makes a mean pie, and he's been the guest of many good folks all across the
Northern
Plains.
And you don't even need a fork for this pie.
Exactly.
Either.
You know where else they have good pie? Tioga, North Dakota. Have you had pie in Tioga?
I haven't.
Yeah, I think actually they must get it from Teresa at Hometown Pie because it's so good. And that's a great little town. They got a lot going on, great community. Kathy Ness at Nessa Consulting. Hess is there as their main headquarters in North Dakota. It's a great place. TiogaND.org to find out what a great community it could be for you. Mike Lindell is going to join us in a moment, but Mike and Alma are here from... Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Haugen Sales. Mike's kind of our favorite guest here. Don't tell anybody else, Mike, but how are you?
How's it going? Doing good.
Doing good. Now, Supreme Vertical Feed Mixers is what you're going to tell me about today, right?
Yeah, that's what we're showing here. We got two of them inside. Big Red and Beautiful Machines.
And also Meyer and Spreader Feeder Boxes, too?
Yeah, we sell the Meyer line, so, yep, that stuff, too. But Supreme is our focus right now, feeding cattle as efficiently as we can. We want to make these ranchers have as profitable a year on every animal that they have.
Most powerful cutting. They do more thorough mixing with these. Most accurate TMR management. If I'm kind of torn between the 700T and the 1200T, what should I go with?
Oh, there's the right size for everybody. We start at like a 400 size. We go up to a 1700 cubic foot size. So literally you can haul two semi-loads of feed on wheels on our triple auger machines. And the 900s will haul the equivalent of a triple axle truck on wheels. Great way to deliver feed.
The pie is right behind you, sir. Right behind you is the pie. Can you smell it? Yeah, exactly right.
I'd like to send a shout out to Cal Schaefer and his beautiful bride there.
Is that right? Is that Cal? Is Cal a customer?
Cal's a Vermeer dealer from Valley City. He's
is
a good
he
guy.
Really?
Good people.
Now your wife is leaving. We're just going to put her on the radio.
She's radio shy, I think.
Is she? Alma went to get a pie, too. So she'll give you some. So you stop by and see him, and you're going to have a supreme food processor.
Supreme feed processor
that instantly improves your feeding operation.
Yeah, Scott, I got to tell you, we're in the ninth year of the Obama regime, it's got to stop. Socialism doesn't work. We all know that.
Well, I'm glad you're bold enough as a business guy to say that.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I tell you what, this country is worth something, and these Democrats don't believe it. The Democrats don't stand for the national anthem. I sure as hell do.
Yeah, no, it's really sad what's going on. There's no question about it. Here's your friend here that we got to ask him on the Piaz.
Hi.
What's your name, sir?
Cal Schaefer.
Where are you from, Cal?
Valley City.
And you're a Trump supporter, I understand.
Pardon?
Are you a present Trump supporter?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm just checking. We have a little survey today.
We heard that last night on the radio.
Did you? Okay, so here's the deal. If you think Donald Trump should be found guilty of impeachment, you go thumbs up. If you think he should not be, you go thumbs down. What are you going to do?
Thumbs down.
He did the big thumbs down there. There's another vote.
Cal knows his business, I tell you
and
what.
There's two of them over there, and there's free pie over there. So check it out. Cal, good to see you.
We got
to
organize now if we're going to start getting the representatives and the senators elected again. We got to stop these Dems because they're full of fraud, lies, deceit, and deficits. We can't handle the Democrats. Got to get them out of there.
And I'm so glad you guys are here, and I'm so glad you're as bold as you are. We need it.
Yes, sir.
We need it all day long. Thank you. Haugen Sales, stop and see him here at the K-Fire Agri International. We're getting you on next time. I'm just telling you. She kind of hid and ran for the pie there. Michael and Dell, ready to go? Daniel, I'm waiting for... Daniel tried to reach in, couldn't get a hold of him, so just try every minute, and he'll hopefully join us if you call him about every minute. He did text me back that he'll be looking for a 651 call. So Mike sometimes gets a little talkative on other calls.
Can I get some pie for you guys, or can you do that while you're doing what you're
doing? Okay. That's kind of a... Oh, well, what's happening there is he's on the other line. So just keep trying. It's the same number. Just keep trying. Daniel said that Shannon, who works for Mike, answered the phone. And what happens is when Mike's on the phone and it rings a few times, it goes to her. But if you keep calling, when he's ready, he'll answer that phone and we'll put him right here on the radio. So that's good. Cindy, in the meantime, we can get somebody else in here right now if you've got the next guest ready to go, because we're waiting for Mike Lindell. So feel free to find whoever the next one is. Cindy Venue, one of the fine. How long has Cindy been doing what she's been doing in the radio business? What'd you say? Todd.
Oh, God.
Is it 50 years?
Something like that.
Yeah, maybe 30. We don't want to.
It's rounded, yeah.
We don't want to make her, like, too old, but she is a very good sales rep.
Right. Well, she started when she was five.
She started when she was five, and she's been at it about 35 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're 29, right, Cindy? And you've been doing you've been doing radio for 28 years? Oh, my gosh. See? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I thought it would have been more.
Anyway.
Okay.
You're close.
You're
just
close.
So you know, radio doesn't go without salespeople.
Well, true.
You know, my dad used to say, he was in the radio business. John, you like this. Here's what Papa Hannon said. Sales solves all problems. Does that make sense at all? Ask these folks at the K-Fire Agri International, by golly, what the deal is. And our next guest is here. Pan Ag is here. And tell me who we're talking to. What's your name? Oh, you need the microphone. Be easier if you're handing less. I just assume everybody knows to grab the mic, and they're trying to, you know, sell a seed. Not anyway, the folks from Pan Ag are here. We're going to talk a little bit about aqua yield. What's your name?
I'm Cody Hutzenbuehler.
Who'd you bring with, Cody?
Tom Vanderheiden.
Okay, and Cody, do you know Milo Hutzenbuehler?
Sure do.
He was here yesterday with us. Is he like a relative, or would you not want to claim him?
Wouldn't want to claim him.
No, I know. Don't blame you one bit. I don't want to blame you one bit. What do we need to know about Pan Ag?
Well, today we're at the booth, and we're bringing a new fertilizer to North Dakota. It's been around for about 4 years. It's called Aqua Yield.
Wow.
It's a nano product. So it's a nano fertilizer. We're putting 4 ounces on per acre versus 5 gallons.
And what else can you tell us? Tim, you tell us a little bit about this.
Hi, this is Tom Vanderheiden. The AquaYield product has been, like Cody said, around for about 4 years. We've had very good success with it across the upper Midwest and the grain market areas. And it's a very low-salt, very highly available fertilizer source that can be applied both in the soil with your starters, or it can be applied in your foliar applications with your herbicides and fungicide applications. We've seen very good results with it all around this Bismarck and North area in the last year in trials, and we've conducted over about 650 trials over the whole United States with this product in the last 6 years, but been in the North Dakota market now for just the last 4 years.
You know, fertilizer for a while was tough to get. So tell us a little bit about the supply side. Either one of you want to tell me about that?
There's no issues with supply on this. It's all manufactured here in the United States.
Are you kidding me?
No, not in this one. There's not. So
right. That's beautiful.
We've had it. It's manufactured here in the United States in Utah, Salt Lake City area. So it's a USA-made product. It's a USA-born technology from Utah State University and from other researchers in that area.
Pan Ag, where are you guys at? What role are you at? From Bismarck.
We're in row 15.
Row 15.
I think it's 1525 is the booth number.
All right, 1525. Come find it at the K-Fire Agri International. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. Mike Lindell is here, the inventor, the founder of MyPillow. And he is, if he's going to be the last man standing, fighting for America unlike I've seen anything happen in my entire life, for election integrity. He has a two-hour documentary that is spectacular. If you haven't seen it yet, absolute proof. It's on our website. It's on MichaelJLindell.com. Go there, forward it, get it to everybody. Mike, our first chance to talk to you since the documentary come out. What's the reaction been like?
Well, and by the way, we got a DVDs out today, too. You can get them there, because here's what's happened. All the mainstream media, for 3 weeks, they mocked me. They attacked me. I gave them my personal cell number. I said, the proof's coming out on Friday. That was last Friday. I kept telling them. I sent them pieces of it. And I said, put this in your paper. This is going to be a big announcement. 100% proof. And And anyway, so here, here comes Friday, and Friday launches, and it's crickets. All of them out there. Nobody calls. They don't write. They don't call. I blow their phones up, but they don't answer me now. I have their cell phones. But what happened?
Okay, let me ask you, Mike. Though we expect that from ABC, NBC, CBS, but you're talking about Fox News too, right?
Oh yeah, Fox News. All of them. All of them. Every news outlet except for OAN. Now, and I'll tell you about that in a second. What we're going to do? It's going to be amazing. So not only that, on Friday, I started buying my own, because it's MichaelJLindell.com. They started taking it down on YouTube, Vizio, all these places, and we kept putting up, and finally we got a very secure one on MichaelJLindell.com. Well, then I had to buy my own AdWord, and anyone that knows that, when you Google something like MyPillow, you'll see people buy ads above it, right? So I usually buy my own AdWord, and my own name now for this, like for my Lindell Recovery Network or for this film, I buy my own name, Mike Lindell. Well, the Mike Lindell, by putting
you got to finish the story after the break, Mike. Hang tight. This is an incredible story, folks, what they're doing to silence this man. Let's not let him
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What should I do here, Kevin? So last night, call me crazy, but I was in Bismarck, left Fargo for Bismarck, and then went back to Fargo, and then came back this morning. Would you call that crazy, Todd? If you were you,
I call that a lot of driving.
Right, and you know what I do? You know why I did that? My sauna.
Because
I love the Everspring Inn and Suites here. Mike Moschenberger and his crew, they're fabulous. I have a great night's sleep, but they don't have a sauna. So I stayed. I went home because I had the sauna. And I'm telling you, that's how life-changing it is now. I've got to be in it every night, minimum 20 minutes. I was in last night for an hour, slept like a baby, got back in the car. I'm not yawning today. I feel great. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. If you don't have one yet, get one. All right, more with Mike Lindell of MyPillow. And then it's Trooper Talk. And we're going to talk about something that affects law enforcement, especially those that are in traffic safety, more than anything. Okay? So that's coming up on the program momentarily. Right now, Mike Lindell is back to finish our conversation on the other side of the break here. So, Mike, finish what they're trying to do by not even allowing people to search for your documentary,
right.
Absolute Proof.
Right. If you put in Absolute Proof, or put in my name, Mike Lindell, Google cut me off after spending. I kept the first it was 10 cents a click, then it went up to 40 cents. Now nobody's bidding against me there, right? I just wanted the website, MichaelJLindell.com, to show up on top. Well, then they would take it down and say it costs more. So I spent $20,000 on Friday. It got up to a dollar a click, and the Google guys are going, he's just going to keep paying. I don't care what it would have cost. I was going to keep paying. I need to get this movie out or this film out there. Well, they cut me off. They said, you can't buy your own AdWord anymore. I can't buy my own name. Now, Wikipedia got attacked. So Wikipedia, a gal that's been doing my Wikipedia for 10 years, she went to put one of the articles about it up there, and Wikipedia shut me out now. They're running my Wikipedia. It's horrific. Wikipedia is a very bad, bad entity, everybody. Probably as bad as it gets, because they can make you into something you're not. They can do whatever they want. It's a very evil organization. I'll put that right out there. Now comes Saturday and Sunday. But by the way, everyone out there did their job. Over 30 million people have seen this Absolute Proof now. Over 30 million. And those are really good estimates worldwide. It went up on sites I can't imagine overseas, because they're looking for hope for the United States to get these machines taking out Smartmatic and Dominion. I'll say it right there. I told this morning, I said, Smartmatic, come on, you should try and sue me too. I'm ready. You know, and these, what's going on? What we're going to do tomorrow night, Scott, I'll announce on your show on OANN, I'm going to be on there. It's a 3-hour world premiere starting at, 6 o'clock central, or 5 o'clock central time, or no, 6 o'clock central time, I believe. It's starting at 6 o'clock, and what it's gonna do, we're gonna play this 3 hours, and we're gonna break it apart, each section. So each section we're gonna talk about it, have the experts. I got a guy on there that's gonna, actually Steve Bannon's gonna be, hitting me with these hard questions. Where did this come from? How did this happen? Where did you get this? And so it's going to give anyone's got any questions, and Scott, they can forward them to you if they have questions about that documentary, and you can forward them on to me. I would.
Well, that's so important. People, and I will. And by the way, if you don't yet have Absolute Proof, text me. I'm well north of a couple thousand texts a day now. People saying, can you help? Can you get me the link? We put it on our website. We try to make it as easy as possible. But I'd buy the DVD today at MichaelJLindell.com. I'd buy 10 of them so you can watch and you can get it to other people, because then nobody can silence you like Google did to Mike.
By the way, they're free. By the way, they're free. I'm just charging shipping and handling, whatever it is to ship. I think it's $3, $4, $5 somewhere in there. I made the DVDs. I just want to get them out there. So they're free. You just pay shipping and handling. So
what a patriot. Let me ask you a couple tough questions. How do you know what you know about the digital forensic footprint?
Those are four guys for four different people, and they've worked in the government, and some are still with the government. So these are firsthand. They've absolutely firsthand. They were there. They were patriots that, even though our government, you got to realize this stuff was used to spy on other people, and now China got it, flipped the tables on us. So these guys were there the election from November 1st until November 5th, and they took these prints. They were there when no one else was. Our government wasn't there watching, and maybe on purpose. We don't know. But what a blessing that we have these. And now I want to say, when you watch this documentary, you're going to see these printouts say, oh, anybody could have put in those numbers. No, those are put in from the from the printouts, from the forensic footprints. We made them so people could understand them. When you see the real ones, I brought them before these guys that work in the cyber forensics for the government, and they see these, and you can only get them from one place.
Okay, and by the way, it is not a good thing when tools like that get out, because now our enemy knows what we do. But this point is, the government wasn't looking at the enemy, in this case China. 60% of the intrusions that came 11-1, 11-2, and Election Day 11-3 came from China. And you've got four people who are not yet named, but obviously would be part of any court process in this, that are going to come forward. That's what people need to know. This isn't some crackpot idea. This is people that blew the whistle on their own government who is trying to hide this. That's what people need to know.
Right.
If you're surprised by that, all you need to do is grab a newspaper randomly from the last 5 years and see what the FBI, the CIA, the FISA court was doing to Donald Trump. So don't tell me this isn't true, but it's got to be proven.
Right.
How do you prove it? How do you get it from proof to truth in a courtroom, Mike?
Well, it's going to be, there's three cases before the Supreme Court. I would not. This is why pushing this movie out everywhere, this documentary, is so important. Each one of you at home, we need to get this out there, because there's three cases that Supreme Court's going to decide. I think it's somewhere around February 20th. They're going to decide whether to look at them or not, and we're going to attach this to those cases if they're not already attached. So they need to look at this, and they, you know, the neighbors, I mean, obviously if we get it out far and wide, everybody's, you know, the Supreme Court, the nine of them, they have friends, they have family, and they're going to go, our country's been attacked by China. And I'll throw another thing in there, and you guys, see, I throw out stuff, and you can go ahead, they'll tell me a liar, and they'll tell all this, but then it's going to come out. It's like 10% a portion of that company from China, the main one where the IP address has come out of, is partially either owned or money given to Hunter Biden. So that his connection there, it's kind of suspicious, you know.
Okay.
What I'm saying.
One other quick thing I want to ask you.
This will all come out in court.
Will this information be used by Donald Trump in any kind of an adjudication against the election results? Is the president aware of this?
I have no idea if he's watched the documentary or not. And I'm just putting it out there. I am not in contact with him. I have not talked to him since the day I was at the White House, and where I showed him one piece of this there.
Okay.
I was hustled out of there.
Right. One last question. And that is, has Dominion sued you, or are they just threatening to sue you?
No, and they were on national TV, and they asked him, and he just fudged around, blah, 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 you know, like they're not going to sue me, and neither is Smartmatic. I dare them to. I welcome that, and I will tell this, I will promise everybody out there, I will promise everybody, if this doesn't get before the courts, I will take Dominion and Smartmatic to court for the American people, so we will find out ourselves what they're hiding and use this against them in court, and then it'll all be revealed that way.
You are a patriot. We're praying for you to complete this good work. It is so important to the country to have election integrity, and we don't have it right now, folks. It's very obvious. Mike, God bless. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again soon.
God bless. Thank you. Thank you.
Trooper Talk next from the Cape Fire Agra International.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second impeachment of President Trump will move forward.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S.R.S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed.
Contra Costa County authorities issued a public health advisory Tuesday afternoon after a Chevron refinery in Richmond, California began spilling petroleum into the San Francisco Bay. A spokesman for Chevron said refinery employees noticed a sheen seen in the water about 3 p.m. Pacific and alerted authorities. The leak was stopped about 5 p.m. after dumping roughly 600 gallons of a petroleum and water mixture. Richmond is about 9 miles northeast of the Golden Gate Bridge. The United Arab Emirates Hope Probe successfully made it into orbit around Mars Tuesday, enlisting the Arab nation into an elite class of spacefaring nations. With Hope, the UAE is now the fifth nation to operate an orbiter around Mars. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Make you hungry, that's a little warning here, because sometimes people, you know, might have just passed exit 292 in Valley City, and then they hear what's for lunch, and then they, you know, they go into the media, and it's not pretty. The Highway Patrol has to come, you know, tell you you can't do that. Anyway, Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Exit 292 Valley City. Remember, go north off the exit. The best In-N-Out for the truckers, the home cooking, the grab-and-go convenience. You got to go north off exit 292 Valley City, I-94. Harwood Chef's Choice today, chicken fettuccine in Yulin. Say that once or twice. I sound like Milo Hashimu before I get done. Going to have the chicken fettuccine again. 12th Avenue North, spaghetti with meatballs. And same thing at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. For PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you today. I also want to tell you that I'm heading out of here about 11:30 today. I'm going to zoom to Montpelier, North Dakota, for the Wilkinson Farm Simmental's Bull Sale. Their 23rd annual Breeding for the Future production sale is today. The reason we're live is because, number one, I've never been to a bull sale before. I tell you, it's a little embarrassing, but I have not been to a bull sale before. So that's why I'm here today. And if you want to find out more, go to WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com, WilkinsonFarmSimmentals.com, okay? Or give Aaron a call at 269-8271. Otherwise, just head 4 miles south of their ranch. Most folks know where it's at. We'll be in Montpelier at the sale barn today, having a great time. I'm going to have some soup. I'm going to watch some bulls be sold, and I'm going to root for the highest price on a bull because I know how good it will do for you forever. Wilkinson Farm Simmentals today, Scott Hennon live. On location, 1 until 3 today. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Talk about Patriots. You and Mike Lindell get the award for Best Patriot of the Year. We just talked to Mike. Now I got to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. So, like, you turn on the news, and you get what doesn't make sense, you know. And for the 12 years, in the aggregate, we've just constantly always seemingly taken hits, you know. And then we show up a place like this, and it's like, oh, wow, there's real people. There's real life going on. There's real emotion. There's real hard work. There's real dedication to family, God, and country. This is refreshing to be around such nice people.
Isn't it, though? You know, you kind of forget that. We've been here for 2 days now. But people are in a good mood. They're smiling. You know, we got free pie from Hometown Pie going until noon today, so you stop by for that. Apple pie. Apple caramel. They're pie pockets.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get all the pie crumb and everything else, but you get the idea of just how good the ingredients are and the crust is from Hometown Pie. So stop by. They smell so good. Malcolm and Teresa Oldman, a wonderful family from Devil's Lake, and it is so darn good, you can't even believe it.
And the farmers, how about the farmers?
The ranchers are happy too.
The ranchers,
yeah.
It's like they all come around and they say, you know, what can I do this year a little different, and how can I be better at what I do, and it's just such a great American theme to be around. And
it is. And you have a booth here.
I do.
I saw a Trump flag. I saw a Bison flag. I don't know what anybody would want one of those, but I did see a Sioux flag, a UND flag, kind of nice. Also the Heaven one.
Appeal to Heaven.
Appeal to Heaven.
Like right around the Revolutionary War, that was the flag they were flying because they were praying out against tyranny. They were praying out against the enemies of individualism.
Can I put that just below my American flag you put up for me?
Yes, you can.
And I'll light it up with that new gizmo you sold me yesterday, which is like it looks like a light that could be seen from Mars here in the U.S. when you put it on one of your flagpoles, and it's solar operated.
It is solar operated, and it's LED low voltage, and it doesn't get hot, and it won't burn up in the when it freezes.
My gosh, less than $200. Come see Jim the flagpole guy, K-Fire Agri International booth, right when you come in. Go to the right, and you can't miss him.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
You can't be here today. 701-571-FLAG and ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you to the troopers for what they do.
Yeah, I love these troopers. They're wonderful. They are so wonderful, I can't even begin to tell you. And Wade Katamers is here. Wade, how are you doing? Good to see you again.
Good. How are you doing?
Sorry for the wait.
That's okay.
We had a little bit of a wait. And Krista Kavorik is here.
That is it.
How are you, Krista?
Pretty good.
So I'm going to ask you a very serious question here. I have come to believe that North Dakota needs to change its seatbelt law. And I know there was a debate not long ago to remove the seatbelt law, which was rather bizarre, and I get that it was tied into what kind of people are feeling after COVID and everything else, but it went down in flames, and obviously North Dakota doesn't want that. But North Dakota currently has a seatbelt law. It says if you don't buckle up, you'll get a fine. That's the law in North Dakota. The only thing right now is it's not a mandatory offense, meaning like if you're speeding, you get pulled over. Like if you run a red light, you get pulled over. That you wouldn't get. It's not. And what is lost in that, in my view, is the deterrence. Right? It isn't so much you guys are going to be looking for people with a seatbelt, but it is a deterrent to say don't forget to buckle up. But if you do, you're going to be fine. Now, if somebody doesn't want to wear their seatbelt, there's freedom in that. They can. They're obviously risking a fine. I want to talk today about why you believe that this should be mandatory and why I believe it because I've listened to you. So I understand, Krista, first of all, you've actually been part of the accident investigation team. Are you still part of that team?
Yep, I do crash reconstruction for the department.
Have you been on an accident scene where there were fatalities?
Several.
Several.
Unfortunately.
What does that do to you as a law enforcement officer?
I've been on the patrol for just starting my 18th year, and I can still vividly remember my first fatal crash victim 18 years ago.
Have you had to tell loved ones that you were investigating in a crash in which their family member died?
Yep. Yes, I have. 18-year-old girl sticks out in my head.
So you're there first, and you know she's got a mom, she's got a dad, she's got brothers and sisters.
Yep.
This is going to rip your heart out to know you got to go talk to them. And we have a fix. Statistics prove if I wear the seatbelt, there's less chance you're going to find that 18-year-old girl, right?
Right.
Any rough numbers? I think, Wade, you have this on the amount of accidents. If we take every accident where someone's not wearing a seatbelt and the percentage of fatalities without a seatbelt versus with is just like off the charts, isn't it?
Yeah, I did throw together some numbers here since about 2017. From 2017 to 2020, there have been, unfortunately, 105 individuals who died that were wearing seatbelts. But there have been 163 individuals who died not wearing seatbelts. So there's many factors that play into a crash, but wearing your seatbelt helps prevent or cause injury from a lot of those factors. So wearing your seatbelt is vital. And, you know, law enforcement views it no different than setting a speed limit or, where you know, on a roadway. North Dakota setting the standard on our roadways. We want you to go the speed limit. We want you to wear your seatbelt. And that's just to ensure that, you know, our roadways are safe out there.
And again, I know people say that's my freedom, that's my choice. And I always say, well, I'm on an airplane and I don't have a choice there. So a lot better chance of getting in an accident in a car. So, you know, but people have the freedom to not wear them. Right? And am I right in saying this isn't going to be like job one for the highway patrol or every law enforcement, craning your neck out a window, seeing if somebody's not wearing one? But the deterrence of knowing that could happen is what we're looking for here, correct?
Correct. To me, it's no different than speeding. We can stop somebody for speeding or going through a stoplight or going through a stop sign. That in itself is a deterrent. But when it's a secondary law, that there is that lack of deterrent there, thinking that, you know, you can't be stopped for it. So,
do you remember your first accident that you came upon where there was a fatality?
Yes, I do. Yep. It was, she had to have been 18, 19 years old, but it was actually, she was related to somebody that I had known real well through the guards. So, you know, I mean, I can think of several different crashes that I investigated where individuals not wearing a seatbelt were thrown or partially ejected from the vehicle, gotten rolled over, where they, you know, there was a good possibility that there was a chance that they would have at least survived the crash if they would have been wearing it. So, I mean, you can talk to any law enforcement officer out there, and they can probably give you vivid details of different crashes that they've dealt with. So.
And I don't want to get too graphic here, but I mean, Chris, you do this for a living now. You investigate these accidents, right?
Yep.
So when you come upon that accident, you obviously see, okay, this is bad. I got to get there. I run there quick. Are they okay? Are they alive? Right?
Right.
You probably pretty quickly determine if they're not alive. What happens next?
Well, then you have to start looking for next of kin.
So you find a driver's license or a purse?
You look for a driver's license. You look for a purse. You look for something. And then you have to... Then you have to hunt down the family, and then you have to knock on that door, and then you have to give that notice to that family member, parents, sisters, siblings. Then they fall to their knees on the floor, and they cry, and there's nothing you can do to make them feel better other than try and find them some answers.
I would not want to do that.
Nope.
That's a very hard job.
It is. It's not the funnest thing to do. That's not why I became a trooper. I did not become a trooper to be the face of agony.
So we rely on law enforcement in many, many ways at every level. And I think one of the good things that's come out of all the bad around the country is people at least have had a chance to say, well, I should recognize what they do. Same thing for first responders, I'd say, because they're there after you are, right?
I'm also an EMT, so on my downtime, I volunteer.
Yeah, and those folks volunteer. You don't have that option. There's a lot of volunteer EMTs, and they're just marvelous people. But the trauma they get, the PTSD they get from this, can't be dismissed easily, in my mind, right?
Right.
How could it not stay with you? Both vividly remember the first time you saw a fatality. So when we say, hey, good job, we appreciate you, thanks for being on that line for us, that's great. I think it'd be fair for you to say back, could you do this one thing for me? Could you buckle up?
Right.
And would you support us in making that mandatory? Because, Wade, you're not trying to write more tickets here, are you?
Correct. No. We're not trying to write more citations. There's plenty of other violations out there that keep law enforcement busy. You know, the main thing, reason why we want you to wear your seatbelt is to protect yourself and so you can be around for your family members and stuff as well. So.
And, you know, the vehicles nowadays have tons of safety features. And in North Dakota, statistically, the number one crash is a one-vehicle rollover. And typically that person gets ejected from the vehicle. If you can stay in the vehicle with your seatbelt on and have all those airbags and all that protective stuff keep you safe... That's what we want.
Name me a parent that doesn't want their son or daughter buckled up, right? Now, some of those grandparents or parents might say, it's my freedom, and it is. Don't wear it. That's fine.
Right.
You can risk, you know, the one in a million chance you're going to get pulled over without it. But if you are asking your kids to do it, why wouldn't you want to do it? And why would you say thanks to law enforcement, but stick it when they're saying to you, please buckle up? That's what you're doing by not supporting a mandatory seatbelt law. And I'm telling you, these people have changed my mind because... If I'm going to say to them, good job, thanks, pat them on the back, gosh, I appreciate you guys, put my blue light in at home by the garage door, how can I then blow them off when they say, we need to buckle up? And she's right. Chris, you're right. I see the reports that come from the Highway Patrol. I look at every one of them, and it's generally a rollover, and it's generally ejected from the car. That's where most of the deaths are occurring. You're not ejected from the car if you're wearing the seatbelt. Simple as that. Thank you both for what you do. Keep up the fight. Folks, talk to your legislators. Talk to your legislators when they come home this weekend. Talk to them by email, by phone. Let your voice be heard on that for these folks, for law enforcement. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kev, take it away.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. More at ndpetroleumfoundation.org, the state's oil and natural gas industry, helping make a lot happen. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMille. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
If you're filling up at PetroServe USA, you're saving money. Simple as that. Find a PetroServe USA near you. Marathon, Senex, and PetroServe USA branded gas, so they're always getting you the best deal. But the red, white, and blue PetroServe USA is what you want to look for. Plus, you'll get home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, the 4-for-4 deal every day, all day. PetroServe USA serves you hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a drink, 4 items for $4. All day, every day, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Powered by Swan Buick GMC.com. I've been harping on the heated steering wheel, heated seats thing, and the remote start on the OnStar app on your phone. That means no pointing a key fob and trying to figure out, oh, look at my car's start. Now you get no right of the key fob. By the way, it's going to be double digits below zero for a while, so get yours now while you can stay warm. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
So hey, I'm headed. Yes, sir, just Jeff. Have to put it. Earlier we were talking, you were making us hungry again, talking about PetroServe USA.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I understand. I said a special wrong. So well, clear that up for me, would you?
You got Swedish meatballs or lasagna from the city. You got the Harwood Chef's Choice. West Main Avenue in Fargo, Swedish meatballs. Okay? And then 12th Avenue's got spaghetti and meatballs, and Euland's got the chicken fettuccine. And one more note, today's Wednesday. That means you buy two fresh baked cookies, you get one free. PetroServe USA.
Can't make that up. And as you know, I'm excited today to be in beautiful Montpelier, North Dakota, for the Wilkinson Farms big, and I do mean big, bull sale. This is no bull. Todd sometimes thinks I'm BSing. This is no bull today, you know? And
they're making you work, huh?
These folks breed progressive cattle. They looked for, like, they looked at the fortune. I asked them, what does breeding for the future mean? They're always looking to the future. They're always looking to breed progressive cattle. And they make improvements all the time. They're not afraid to just innovate and do great things. So they have a breed of cattle. It's a little different type of Simmental than most folks do in the state. They focus a lot on carcass and calving. They've gotten pretty good at it, as a matter of fact, and that's why they have this great reputation. They bend some curves from birth weight to weaning weight and have a lot of repeat customers. So they treat everything well. If you haven't been familiar with Wilkinson Farms, Simmentals, you need to be today and be at this bull sale 1 to 3. Let me give you the actual address where we will be from 1 to 3 today. It is 7649 49th Street Southeast in Montpelier, North Dakota, 11 to 1. I'm sorry, 1 until 3. 1 until 3, the Wilkinson Farm bull sale today. It is their 23rd annual Breeding for the Future production sale. And I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of folks there and having a good time during the sale. I might even bring a bull home. I don't know. That's no bull. That's no bull, Todd. I might even bring a bull home. I don't know.
Your wife wants one more animal, Rudy.
Exactly right.
Like he doesn't bring bull home every day. Come on.
She did once tell me.
Honey, I really brought some bull home tonight.
She did once tell me when we were having a little conversation about something, I forget what, but something a little, you know, every once in a while you disagree with your wife about something small, like, you know, I want to go there this weekend, you want to go there. And I was kind of arguing, and she said, and I quote, "I'm not one of your callers." That's what she said. So at that point, I just shut my mouth.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Tammy Lopez is here. Tammy is from Ethos Home Care and Hospice, another one of the many charities that are up for your generosity today, givingheartsday.org, or all day tomorrow we'll be broadcasting live. Tammy, how are you?
I'm great. I'm thinking that was a hard act to follow, though.
Well, I tell you what, we have so many great listeners within the sound of our voice. We so appreciate them. And everybody has to deal with the need potentially for home care. Everybody sometimes wants an option other than a long-term care facility, and that's what you guys do in addition to providing great hospice services, which are life-changing for families and the loved ones that are in a challenging situation where they're getting ready to say goodbye to this earth and hello to the next earth. So tell us a little bit about what makes Ethos Home Care special and what you do with those Giving Hearts Day funds.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be part of this. Is our first time for being involved with Giving Hearts Day, and we're so passionate about this home care and Ethos. Just a quick background, Ethos was formed in 2014. We have home care services, and then hospice services were added to our scope of practice in 2018. And we're in Fargo, and we serve a 40-mile radius of Fargo. And we've expanded our footprint recently to serve the Detroit Lakes area in a 20-mile radius. And we're also in the process of starting in the Grand Forks area. And so the thing that makes us super excited about raising the funds this year is we have a really extensive, in addition to our traditional medicine, we have a really extensive enriching services program, which enhances the quality of those we serve at the most critical and precious time. And the services include a pet therapy, aromatherapy, music therapy, and massage therapy. And with those programs, we need funds to raise money for things like mechanical pets. During COVID, we used a lot of mechanical pets to calm and to comfort those in our hospice program. Weighted blankets have been really, really successful during COVID as well, when we can't have that human contact. And we have a very, very extensive volunteer program that we use funds to help train our volunteers for that as well. We also raise money for our massage therapy. And we have a extensive library of bereavement supplies and books. And we have a really, really intense bereavement and support program that serves our patients' families, those who are moving forward and trying to figure out their new normal, for at least 13 months if they need. We can go longer.
Wow.
We can go shorter if they desire that.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I want you to go to givingheartsday.org. You'll find out more about Ethos Home Care and Hospice there. Tammy, good luck to everybody there tomorrow, okay?
Thank you so much, Scott. We appreciate all you do as well.
We'll be there all day tomorrow. We're almost out of hometown pies. We can still get them if you call them at 218-452-0012 for your next event. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary, so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.